Well, good morning, Cy Funenstein, as what a glorious morning here in Meyer Grove. Day number three of Region 15C, the final day of the opening round, as we start with a fun one. Right off the bat, we get El Rosa and Richmond for a state tournament berth on the line. Each of these teams victorious this weekend. Richmond with a 7-2 victory over Watkins on Friday. El Rosa winning yesterday over Spring Hill by a score of 4-1. Our region broadcast brought to you by Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Kensington Insurance Agency, Shady's Long Shots, Albany Ready Mix, Kensington Bank, El Rosa Grain and Feeds, Shady Silver Spur, White Clover Farms, IPM Precision Machining and Gear Cutting, Central Minnesota Realty, Sportsman's Den, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Richmond A&W, Corky's Bar, Brandon Sand Custom Farming, Dairyland Supply, Grove Mutual Insurance, Kramer Lumber, Leo's Auto Body and Glass, Albany Chrysler Center, Albany Family Dentistry, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, B&S Excavating, Buyerbilt, Freeport State Bank, the Greenwald Pub. Wyatt Stephenson has towed the rubber for the Saints as his pitch missing low for a ball to Dalton Thielen. As we will set up shop for you here in a moment, as Thielen, this pitch, fouled off of his foot in the batter's box, as Dalton evening the count up at 1-1. Broadcast also brought to you by the Freeport State Bank, Greenwald Pub, John Dold Century 21 First Realty, Meyer Grove Co-op, Lake Henry Implement, Painesville Farmers Union, Pep's Pork, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Rambo, Stony Creek Dairy, West Central Sanitation, as this pitch is laced into left field, but right on it in left is Will Van Beck, and it's a loud out number one for Dalton Thielen. Thielen retired. St. Martin National Bank, Columbia Gear, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, bringing you Region 15C baseball action right here on KASM. As the voice of Region 15C, Randy Rostein, got to throw out the first pitch today, Randy. How many? I mean, that's like that's your third time ever doing that in a ball game.
Pretty cool. Yeah, I was down signing contracts with folks from the bounce house.
It was low. It was a tad low.
That's right.
You got to miss down. That's what they always said, right? As
exactly.
Elshire into the batter's box, Chase loops one into left field. He had a nice Region 15C tournament. Three hits on Friday. He punches one to left here as he's aboard. Lineups here today as for Richmond, leading off in center field, Dalton Thielen batting second at the designated hitter today. It's Chase Elshire batting third and catching and batting right now is Cole Schmitz. On deck is first baseman Sam Holthaus batting fifth, number 13, second baseman Kyle Buddy. Batting sixth in left field, Dusty Adams. Batting seventh at third base, Cam Miller. Batting eighth in right field, Carter Thielen. Batting ninth at shortstop, Adam Bacchus. As that pitch missing low to Schmitz for ball one. And pitching today for Richmond will be their draftee from Farming, Adam Neibauer. As it's Wyatt Stephenson on the mound today for El Rosa. Just underway here. State tournament qualifying game as a pickoff attempt and Elshire back safely. Randy Chase in the DH spot today as that hamstring probably still barking from Friday night.
Absolutely.
Stephenson set at the letters. His pitch to Schmitz is on the corner for a strike to even it up at 1-1. Defensively for the Saints at third base, it's Peyton Winter. Shortstop Jackson Peter. At second base, Matt Schmitz. At first base, Ashton Dingman. In left, it is Will Van Beck. Center field, Kevin Kiefler. And in right field, it's Derek Wiener. Stephenson on the mound. Blaine Fisher is his battery mate behind the plate. As the 1-1 pitch to Schmitz, that'll go to the backstop. And Elshire gets to make his way to second base. And it didn't look like it felt very good, Randy.
No, not at all. Not at all. You did get a confirmation it was a little tweak, huh?
A hamstring cramp.
Hamstring cramp, okay.
So, his words. So he did make it to second, and as he did Friday, he went first to third on a couple doubles. He's in scoring position right now. Stephenson's pitch to Schmitz has popped up, over for a look with a play, but unable to get there in time is the third baseman, Peyton Winter. Little handle shot right there from Schmitz as that drops.
We'll take the hockey alternative. That's a lower body injury.
Nice. Thank you, Bill Guerin.
Yeah, there you go.
Lower body injury. I like that. Beautiful day here in Meyer Grove. State tournament berth number two on the line between the Royals and the Saints. 2-2 pitch here to Schmitz as Stephenson's offering. That is drilled high and foul down the left field line. As that ball will drop foul and out of play.
Right-handed hitters are drooling today as they see that flag every once in a while kind of wave out to left field, Kirby.
Elshire in scoring position. One away here. Stephenson set as we're stuck at 2-2. Sam Holthaus on deck for Richmond. 2-2 pitch is cut on and missed as Schmitz unable to check his swing. Fisher pops out from behind the plate. He'll retire Cole for strikeout number two and a big one right there.
Big time. Big time. Got Cole on some off speed there after coming fastball. The Royals down to their final out here in the inning.
So two down, and that will bring Sam Holthaus to the plate trying to clutch up here. Get Elshire in from second. Stephenson set. His offering to Holthaus is missing outside for a ball. El Rosa victors over Spring Hill. Richmond victors over Watkins thus far this weekend. They get the breakfast baseball game here. As the 1-0 pitch to Holthaus, that's popped up foul and out of play, evening our count up at 1-1. Were you going to throw from the mound, or were you baited into it by the public address announcer?
No, I was going to throw from the mound.
Good. You should. I mean, it's cooler up there.
I was having an awesome bullpen session with Riley Lenars. I even heard, I think, Kiefler chirp that is Randy starting for us. So, oh, well.
Next time, huh?
It was just one pitch. It was usually one pitch. When I threw batting practice, there was pitches like that, too.
You had to get the first one out of the way?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Pitch missing low to Holthaus. 2-1 the count now. Stephenson set. The righty's 2-1 offering. That misses up and in on Sam Holthaus, and he's at a good spot to hit right now. Runs at 3-1 with a runner in scoring position.
The Saints, Kirby, have used Wyatt Stephenson a lot this year, actually. He's got quite a few innings for El Rosa, and he's used to these situations.
3-1 pitch to Holthaus. That's hit on the ground. Fair down the left field line. Elshire's going to make third, and he is stopped right there. There's the old injury, Randy, because yep. That's probably easily a run if Chase is healthy.
Absolutely. A healthy Chase Elshire, and he's scoring. Yeah. Right now, he's station to station for the Royals.
So Holthaus punches 1-2 left right down the line. Chase with that hamstring, unable to come across and score. So two away, runners at the corners, and the battle will be Kyle Buddy. Holthaus at first, Elshire at third. As Stephenson set right at the lettering. The right-hander, long pause, first offering to Buddy. That pitch missing low for a ball.
And, of course, you can use a player reentry for Chase, mm-hmm. but at what point of the game do you do that, Kirby? It's like, this is the first inning. You don't want to go burn one of your bench players right now.
The inverse of that, could have had a run on the board.
Could have had a run, possibly. Yeah, that's true.
1-0 pitch that's to Buddy is missing inside now, 2-0. So,
living the moment. I mean, he got a base hit for you.
He did.
Yeah, so.
He's on.
Is he going to do that the rest of his
Is he going to be on? Is it going to be a base hit to left
True.
When he's at second?
True.
Yep. Tough spot. They got some options on the bench today, too. As a pickoff attempt, as Holthaus dives back safely. Might have been out right there if Dingman catches that ball.
I think so. That was very close. Although the base umpire, Tim Pratt, had a very odd angle.
2-0 pitch to Buddy is in there for a strike to run our count to 2-1. Scoreless game thus far, just underway here on your Sunday morning in Meyer Grove. Randy, we are downwind of the burger stand today, or at least the grill.
I did get a whiff a bit earlier.
Yeah. 2-1 offering from Stephenson to Buddy. That's hit in the air to center field. Coming on is Kiefler. Kevin has a play. He makes the catch to retire Buddy for out number three. And two runners stranded at the corners right there for Richmond. They score no runs on two hits. There were no El Rosa errors, two runners left on base. Half an inning here in El Rosa. It is Richmond 0. El Rosa coming to bat. We're back in the minute and a half. We're coming back right here on KASM.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's pull tabs or e-tabs. Best of luck and come back and sing Schnitzelbank Richmond Royals from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond. Brandon Stain Custom Farming, specializing in liquid and solid manure hauling and lime spreading. Brandon features newer, reliable equipment and has recently added semi-trucks to haul manure longer distances. Brandon is licensed and insured. Receive a discount when you mention this ad. Get the job done with Brandon Stain Custom Farming. Call 320-249-7579. That's 320-249-7579. Good luck to all the teams participating in the Region 15C Amateur Baseball Tournament.
Finding that missing shin guard. Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson at Kensington Insurance. Your future protected.
13 minutes now past the hour of 11 o'clock. We have a temperature reading of 71 degrees here in central Minnesota. And we say, move over, Corey Provis and Dan Gladden. We have Kirby Hemish and Randy Rothstein here for you with more Amateur League Baseball.
Wow. High praise from Cyclops. Absolutely. Thank you, Cy. As we head to the bottom of the first inning, Adam Niebauer working against Kevin Kiefler. First pitch from Niebauer, missing for a ball. Second pitch in there for a strike to even it up at 1-1. Niebauer, the draftee from Farming, on the bump for the Royals here today. As the big fellow's 1-1 offering is chopped foul at home plate, running our count to 1-2. He ate plenty of innings for old Dale Schrader this year, didn't he?
He absolutely did. He's a former pitcher for New London Spicer, pitched over there for quite a few years. Yeah, no stranger to amateur baseball.
No stranger to Region 15C,
right?
He's got some logsome innings for the Twins over the years as the 1-2 pitch chopped right side. Niebauer will field, kind of, still bobbling. He didn't get it. He had it like four different times, but it kept popping out of there. Little super ball in the baseball today is Kiefler aboard.
And his last-ditch effort did end up in the hands of Sam Holthaus yet, but just a fraction late. Wow.
Just juggled his way all the way there. Ended up getting the ball to Holthaus.
You're going to give him a hit?
Gave him a hit, I saw. Man, choppers right side have been more productive than home runs this tournament, Randy.
They have.
As the offering now to Van Beck, that's popped in the air to left center field. Adams has it measured. Dusty with the catch. Kiefler, no tag. A efficient out number one on Will Van Beck. Just a chopper right side. Adam, I don't know if it palmed him, but he just kind of kept. Seriously, it looked like Curly Neal for the Harlem Globetrotters just making his way over
and
there.
And after that first little pop, all of a sudden it becomes like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get it.
Yep, exactly.
Now you're thinking about it. Brings Jackson Peter to the plate. Jacko takes a ball right here.
Kirby, you see that spot in that little path?
That mow path.
That spot right in the middle there?
So
no, in that walking path.
Okay.
That's where my ball landed.
No.
Yeah.
Randy, that's 10 feet from the mound.
No, the other one, middle.
Oh, and then I thought you were talking right.
No.
Right
no,
at the. Okay.
No.
Oh, wow. So 40 feet, 40 foot throw?
Yeah.
Twice?
Might have.
Richmond's manager's dad and former manager, Coach Ottman, said to me, 5-1 odds, he bounces it. So I'm glad I didn't take that action, Randy. Otherwise, I'd be owing you more, owing Coach and owing you
more than
that candy bar. 2-1 the count right now to Jackson Peter. As Niebauer fell behind 2-0, comes back with a strike. Kiefler the lead from first base. Scoreless game thus far here in the bottom of the first. As Niebauer set, big right-hander, long pause. He'll come home, 2-2 pitch. That's hit in the air to short right field. That's going to drop in front of Carter Thielen, and it's a couple singles for the Saints here in the first, and they're cooking with runners at first and second and just one away.
Taking it the other way off of Adam Niebauer, and now it gets interesting here for the Royals out in the field because Ashton Dingman had a good day yesterday and a couple hits for the Saints. Ashton, a good young hitter for El Rosa.
Big kid. Lefty. Holthaus is playing back at first. That's good news for Sam. I don't think I'd like to play in front of the bag over there with this guy up. First pitch popped up, fouling out of play as Niebauer gets ahead of Dingman. One strike the count. Infield single by Kiefler. Base knock the other way for Peter. Gets those two aboard. Niebauer mixed a pop out to left in there before that. As Niebauer set his one strike pitch, that's fouled away by Dingman. Nice off speed right there, Randy, as Dingman was fooled on that. Well out in front of it. He's in a hole at 0-2. It's going to be a long game if that burger smells. Just going to be in my nose the whole time. If you're looking for lunch, Meyer Grove's got you covered.
Absolutely. Come to Meyer Grove. Nice big food tent or shed.
1-2 with one away. Kiefler from second. Bach is trying to keep him as close as possible. As Neibauer's two-strike pitch, gassed up but missed high, overthrew. As that pitch missing, moving our count to 1-2. Nice crowd on hand here for breakfast baseball, Randy. Apparently people went to the early masses today. Full day of ball. Game 1 of 3. As the two-strike pitch, that's fouled straight back by Dingman.
Boy, he's right on it, Kirby. His timing is good.
Tip of the cap to the St. Martin Martins. Victorious last night there in the state tournament already. 3-1 victory over Luxembourg. Next game will be Watkins and Spring Hill. The last one, Lake Henry and New Munich here today. Those are elimination games. As the 1-2 offering to Dingman, off speed, just off the corner right there. Ashton fooled on that, Randy, but Neibauer missing. Evens our count up at 2-2.
Adam has shown us a couple different speeds already with a few different pitches, too. So the batter's seen a variety of them.
2-2 offering from Neibauer, cut on and missed as Schmitz holds on. Big hack right there from Dingman. Neibauer, big strikeout, and that'll put the pressure on Derek Wiener. They'll bring it on fastball.
Huge strikeout for Adam Neibauer.
Oh, look at that shirt your buddy Donnie Heinen's got on over there.
Isn't that nice?
That's a nice-looking shirt, yeah. Don. That a boy.
Wearing the Chasm shirt today.
Two away. Wiener the batter. He's a righty. First offering from Neibauer on the corner for a strike from the big fella.
Stopped at the fair booth.
Donnie did.
Yeah.
He win that with your straw game?
Won it in the straw game.
That a boy. Hall of Famers giving shirts to Hall of Famers. One strike the count. Two aboard here still for El Rosa. They're still threatening. Neibauer's not out of the woods yet here in the first. We've seen some threats each way as the off-speed pitch chopped foul. Oh, off the hand of A.J. Hadley. Hearing about it from his brother, former Royal Goose Hadley, sitting right behind him right now. Two strikes the count to Derek Wiener. Sun-soaked field here in Meyer Grove. She's looking sharp.
Both teams making a little noise here in the first inning, Kirby.
Putting the pressure on. Neibauer trying to match zeros with Stephenson. The right-hander's two-strike pitch. That's popped up, fouling out of play. That girl better watch out. Good.
That was very close to her walking there. Absolutely.
Is that Carrie Schrader or Carrie Vogt, excuse me?
It might be.
Yeah. I think that had her her name written all over it for a second there. Can't hurt my classmate like that, Derek. Who do you think she's cheering for? Grew up a Royal fan, did the scoreboard in Richmond forever, but her husband's a saint.
I think to keep peace in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Neibauer's two-strike pitch, off-speed chop foul once again by Wiener. Count will remain at 0-2.
Derek is bringing the bat around on that pitch, Kirby. That off-speed, he is right on it.
Max Kepler back in the Twins lineup today, Randy.
No, he was there last night.
Oh, was he there last night?
Over four last night.
The one ball game I didn't see yesterday was that one.
I took in the box score this morning.
Who had the hits?
Luis Arraez with 3 hits.
Sounds like him.
Yep. Curry is 0 for 4.
I said who had him, not who didn't
sorry,
have him.
Sorry.
0-2 the count. Neibauer set his 0-2 offering. That is chunk to right field. Holthaus will not get it. It drops. Kiefler got the head start easily with the two out running, and it's a base knock RBI for Derek Wiener on a little soft serve to right field.
Derek went in that battle up at the plate, Kirby. He just kept fighting pitch after pitch off and finally got something outside on the corner and punched it to right.
Just a little jam shot. Holthaus holding on. Oh, he was playing in the back half of the infield, tough play. Shaquille O'Neal would have had a chance at it maybe, but
as an infielder to go straight back, that's difficult. Just don't gain a lot of ground there.
Wasn't exactly popped up either.
No.
That'll bring Matt Schmitz to the plate as Neibauer's first offering to Schmitz is on the corner for a strike. Matt had a rough day yesterday. I think he's looking to get off the schneid right now. Looking to clutch up early here for the Saints. They're up 1-0. As Neibauer set, runner at third is Peter. He went first to third on the play as the one-strike pitch popped up, fouling out of play, and Neibauer quickly getting ahead of Schmitz at 0-2.
That first run, always a big run.
It's a big one.
Yep.
Got to score to win, and if you get the first one, you got a chance to get a better chance to win. 0-2 the count. Wiener at first. Peter at third. Neibauer looking to put a pin in it here for the Royals in the first as the off-speed pitch chopped on the ground towards short, deep in the hole. Bacchus has it roll up his glove, and it's an error on the Richmond shortstop getting a run across. Peter comes across to score, and it is a reaching on an error. Got the job done, did Matt Schmitz. 2-0 in favor of El Rosa.
Yeah, I mean, Adam would have had a tough play regardless of getting Schmitz over at first base, Kirby, but
that's a play he makes.
He makes, though. Yeah, he does. He throws off of his foot, throws in the air, and throws across the diamond, cross body.
Brings Gavin Campson to the plate. This one deep in the hole. Bacchus knocks it down, and that would save a run right there. Adam with the dive, keeping it out of left field. Otherwise, Wiener's getting a turn sign from Hadley, and everybody moves up a bag, and it's bases loaded with two outs now. And the batter, Peyton Winter.
And we're going to see Blaine Ottman hopping out of the dugout. Going to have a word with the right-hander on the mound right now.
Campson smoking that ball, Randy, is deep in the hole. Bacchus, big play right there just to keep it out of left field. Royals only used Luke Jokela on Friday nights, so they got everybody but Luke, I'd say. Dalton Thielen, Cam Miller, DJ Schleicher, Dusty Adams, Blaine Ottman. They've got availability.
Look at this inning, Kirby. It starts with trying to get that runner over at first base. Yeah. That little squibber in the infield.
First offering from Neibauer is in there for a strike. Winter taking that off the corner. Two in for the Saints here in the first, and they got them loaded right now, looking to bust it open early. As Neibauer, the farming drafty, is one strike offering. That is just missing outside for a ball to even it up at 1-1. Eighth man to bat here for El Rosa in the first. 1-1 the count. As Neibauer ready. His 1-1 pitch off speed missing high. Now moves it to 2-1. Wiener at third. Schmitz at second. At first base, it is Gavin Campson. 2-1 the count. As the 2-1 offering. That's high. Now ball 3-1. Nowhere to put Peyton Winter. So Neibauer falling behind. The right-hander is ready. He rocks and fires. His 3-1 pitch cut on and missed. And a healthy hack at that one from Winter to fill it up. And the runners will get a head start here. Base knock's going to get you 2. Double might get you 3. 3-2 the count to the Saints' third baseman. Base is chucked. 2 away. 2 in already for El Rosa. Neibauer ready. His payoff pitch. That is chopped on the ground towards third. Miller up with it. Cam's throw across is in time. 5-3 to retire Peyton Winter for out number 3. And that does it for El Rosa here in the first. They score 2 runs on 4 hits. There was a Richmond error, and the base is left loaded. So Neibauer gets the out, but El Rosa gets 2 before he gets that big out. After 1, 2-0 our score in favor of El Rosa. On to the second in a minute on Chasm Radio.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment, Massey Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have to offer for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
Whether buying or selling real estate, it's one of the biggest investments you'll make in your lifetime. Hi, this is John Dold of Century 21 First Realty. I had the opportunity to play amateur baseball for the Richmond Royals for 17 years and built lifelong friendships. It was there I discovered that so many of my peers made the decision to buy their first home so they could remain close and play baseball for their hometown team. Now my team is Century 21 First Realty. If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, business, or farm, call me at 320-492-7010. Email john.dold@century21.com or visit John Dold Real Estate on Facebook.
27 minutes now past the hour of 11. We're at 72 degrees. We take you back to Meyer Grove. More exciting baseball action with Kirby and Randy.
Dusty Adams leads things off for the Royals here in the second as they trail by two. A couple misses from Stevenson as this pitch hit on the ground towards Dingman at first. Rollover by Dusty. Ashton up with it, wins the race to the bag, and it's a out number one.
A nice dig there by Ashton over at first base, Kirby, and wide Stevenson. I think he just likes that one pitch, one out.
You going Stephenson or Stevenson?
Or Stephenson.
Stephenson?
It is
okay.
Stephenson.
My apologies to Wyatt and his loved ones. Stephenson. That's Cam Miller into the batter's box. First offering to Cam. Chopped foul at home plate. Miller was the DH on Friday. He's over at third today. That was not an easy play he made to end the first inning.
No, it was not.
As one strike the count. One strike offering to Miller. That's missing down and away. Evens it up at 1-1. I've never got to ask this during a region broadcast. How's the mound, Randy?
The mound is
immaculate.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. 1-1 pitch to Miller is waved at as he's in a hole at 1-2.
I'd like to get a second throw.
Maybe game two. Maybe game two you can get out there.
I'm kidding. No, that's fine.
1-2 the count as Stephenson's 1-2 pitch to Miller. That's chopped right back to Wyatt. He can't find it. Now he does and has enough time to throw out Cam Miller. That was a where is it? Where is it? And it's right under you, buddy. Picks
Isn't
it up
that,
and rips it over there.
Crazy lost feeling. It's like hits your glove and you're turning around going, where the heck is it? Where is it? Well, it's right under you.
Look at your foot.
Yeah.
And there it is. Yeah. So two gone. Carter Thielen into the batter's box for Richmond. Eighth place hitter. As the first Stephenson offering to Thielen popped up foul and out of play.
Ooh.
Carter going for the grill right there.
Yeah, just about put it on the burgers.
I remember ordering a baseball with my cheeseburger as the one-strike pitch to Thielen. That's in there for a strike. Nice spot by Wyatt. 0-2 the count. 2-0 our score in favor of El Rosa. Touched up Adam Neibauer for two in the bottom of the first inning. Stephenson's two-strike pitch. That's popped up, fouling out of play.
Wow.
You got any net over there? Or?
That goes right past the guy's grilling.
Two strikes now to Thielen still. Stephenson ready. Gets the sign from Fisher. Two-strike pitch. That's popped up. Foul, and that'll drop. Count remains at 0-2. Carter with a big triple on Friday night. Pushing a run across for Richmond. As the 0-2 offering from Stephenson. Off speed, punched right at Dingman. One hop field. He'll win the race to the bag over the speedy Thielen. And it's a breeze. 1-2-3 inning. Ground out, ground out, ground out for Wyatt Stephenson and the El Rosa Saints. Royals go in order in the second after 1.5. 2-0 El Rosa. Bottom of the second coming up in 1 minute.
Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1953 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling.
The Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry is where you'll find food like Mom and Grandma used to make. Stop by for a noon lunch special served Tuesday through Friday or order off the menu. Dine in-house or to-go options are always available, and the portions are for big appetites. So come hungry to the Sportsman's Den. Saturday night is $5 burger basket night from 5 until 9. And don't forget the Sportsman's Den for weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays. Give Cindy a call at 243-4546 and book your events today at Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry.
And we're now at 29 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 72 degrees and nice sunshine here in central Minnesota. More exciting baseball action coming your way from Meyer Grove.
To the bottom of the second, it's Blaine Fisher, 9-1-2 for El Rosa. Kevin Kiefler in the on-deck circle. They're looking to tack on right here against Adam Neibauer on the mound for the Royals as Neibauer ready. First offering to Blaine Fisher, the only man who didn't see Adam in the first inning as Adam starts with a first pitch strike. Two in the first on four singles and an error for El Rosa. As this pitch is popped up, fouling out of play. 0-2 the count. As Neibauer looking to get the leader here. Trying to get nobody on base for Kiefler. As Adam, a shake of the head to Cole Schmitz. Right-hander's got the sign now. His 0-2 offering in there. Strike three. Blaine did not see the heater coming, and he's out on strikes looking for out number one.
Yeah, that's a good pitch. Neibauer hitting the corner, the outside corner on the left-handed hitting Fisher. Now back to the top with Kevin Kiefler.
Kiefler hit one, 70 feet?
I think so.
Something like that. Just a little jam shot that Neibauer fumbled his way over to first base. Kevin beat it out as the first offering to Kiefler. Curveball drops in there nicely for strike one.
Kevin had a couple hits in yesterday's ball game, a double, scored two runs.
And he finally got his coveted cap.
He did.
I hope he was able to get some sleep last night as the one-strike pitch missing down and away. Randy got a nice angle shot on Kevin, though, from above.
That'll be unique when that shows up on the Chasm Facebook page.
The 1-1 offering from Neibauer to Kiefler as Kevin swings through that pitch, trying to make it a 3-0 game with that cut, Randy. 1-2 the count. One away here in the bottom of the second inning. As Neibauer looks into Schmitz for the sign. Big right-hander's got it. His 1-2 offering off speed. Kiefler started his hands, but able to hold off on that pitch bounced into the dirt. Moving our count to 2-2. 2-2 the count. Springhill and Watkins duking it out right after this one. New Munich, Lake Henry. Our last one here today. Neibauer long look in. He's got the sign now. 2-2 pitch to Kiefler. That is chopped to right field. Thielen coming on. Carter dives, and he missed it. Carter unable to get it as Kevin with a turn at first. He's going to stay put right there. Thielen took a chance. Holy cow, did he get to that ball quickly after he missed it, though, Randy?
He really did. You know, the grass out there, very soft from the rains that we had yesterday. So I think Carter maybe sensed that, too. It's probably not going to roll a lot because it was more of a loop than a line drive, Kirby.
Sure.
So good effort by Carter.
Thielen boys are never afraid to dive for a ball, Randy. They want to make that highlight catch. Took a chance right there. Nobody on base. Early-ish in the game. As that'll bring Will Van Beck to the plate. Will looks at a first pitch strike. He flew out to Dusty Adams on one pitch his first time up. Taking a strike right there. One away. One on. And that's Kevin Kiefler. Kevin's about ready to run, I'd say, Randy.
Yes, he is.
As Neibauer set, Kiefler that extra step. Long pause from Adam. He'll come home. One strike pitch missing low. Gobbled up nicely by Cole Schmitz to even it up at 1-1.
Yeah, boy, he does a lot of dancing over at first base, Kirby.
Jackie Robinson-esque over there with that lead. Just kind of hopping around, dancing. It's that extra step. 1-1 the count to the Saints left fielder. Kiefler set the 1-1 pitch. That burns in there for a strike on the inner part of the zone. 1-2 the count. Five hits, all singles for El Rosa. Richmond had two knocks in the first inning, both of which singles. Unable to get that run to come across and score. As the two-strike pitch is started his hands, he was able to check his swing. They'll appeal at second. Hendrickson points to Pratt. Timmy says incomplete. 2-2 the count.
Again, Cole Schmitz doing a great job, Kirby, with that runner at first, keeping that ball in front of him.
2-2. And Neibauer set. Just one away. The 2-2 offering. Off-speed pitch hit on the ground towards third. Miller goes to Buddy to second for one. The relay back to first. Not in time. Holthaus didn't catch it, but it wasn't in time. It's a little slow, and to go all the way around the horn, Randy, that would have been a tough turn.
And Van Beck's got really above-average speed over there, too. But that was a nice start to the turn by Cam Miller. Threw a strike to Kyle Buddy. And, boy, if you're second baseman, that's exactly where you want it.
Right at your face.
Yeah, right up by your face and your letters. And
get rid of it quickly. So two away now. That brings Jackson Peter to the plate. As Peter into the batter's box, first offering from Neibauer to Peter, off-speed pitch, just a little late breaking, missing low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Cloud jumps in front of the sun. Man, it's pleasant out right now. Yeah, it's Nibauer set. Van Beck, a little back pick right there. A pickoff attempt, excuse me, from Nibauer. Back safely standing is Will Van Beck. Jackson singled and scored last inning in the first. Two-run Saint first inning, the only runs we've seen thus far through one and change. As Nibauer set, the 1-0 pitch, that's missing low as well. Now 2-0, falling behind this guy. It shows you the respect that this guy gets, Randy, because you don't really want to give him anything meaty.
You're right.
2-0 the count. Van Beck, his lead at first. He stays put, 2-0 pitch. That's inside, ball three. Doesn't get any easier runs when you got Big Ashton Dingman on deck for the Saints.
Not at all.
It's a deep lineup. Got some threats. 3-0 the count as Nibauer falling behind. He hasn't walked anybody yet in his inning and two-thirds. Fires a strike right there, moving our count to 3-1. 3-1 the count.
Surprised Herman Lensing hasn't maybe done an average age lineup
for
our region teams, you know, because I think El Rosa would be right there with the youngest average age.
3-1 pitch is cracked into left field, past the diving Cam Miller, and it's a two-out single for Jackson Peter. Runners at first and second now with two away. That had some zip on it. So that'll bring Ashton Dingman to the plate. Dingman, big lefty. Opportunity to knock a run in right here with good speed on the pads. Nibauer in trouble again. As the right-hander gets the sign from Cole Schmitz. Van Beck at second base. Nibauer's first offering, off-speed pitch, missing for a ball. He fell behind again. He was working ahead to pretty much everybody, Randy, except the last two hitters. 1-0 the count. Nibauer, the farming flame, pitching for Richmond here today. That 1-0 pitch burns in there for a strike, evening it up at 1-1. Wind going out to left. Not that steady, but there is a wind. A little more than a breeze, I'd say. 1-1 pitch to Dingman. That's popped up foul and out of play. And the count will move to 1-2. 1-2 the count to the El Rosa first baseman, looking to clutch up right here. Tack on to this 2-0 El Rosa lead they currently possess over Richmond. State tournament qualifying game. Winner of this one gets a date with the Martins and a chance at the region championship next Friday night. As the two-strike pitch in there, strike three, drops a hook in there. Dingman 0-2 with two strikeouts in two innings. That is the third punch out for Adam Nibauer, and that does it for El Rosa in the second. No runs, two hits. There were no Richmond errors, two runners left on base. We've played 2-0 in favor of El Rosa. Runcie on the call. His arm is loose. His throat's even better. That's coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz and he'll be happy to lend you good sound advice. For insurance, stop and see Kara Olmscheid or Don Kaiser. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today. Your tomorrow is important to Painesville Mutual Insurance Company. That's why you can trust us to provide you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages you can count on. As a proud Grinnell Mutual member, we'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
18 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading is up to 73 degrees. Just a beautiful day in Chasmland. Gorgeous sunshine. We take you back to Meyer Grove. More exciting baseball action. It's Randy and Kirby.
Thank you, Cy. Back for the third inning here at Meyer Grove. Adam Bacchus in the box. And Wyatt Stephenson's first two pitches, a ball and a strike to Adam Bacchus, the number 9 hitter in the Royal lineup. 2-0. El Rosa leading the Richmond Royals, and Bacchus swings and misses for strike two. It'll be Bacchus, Dalton Teal, and Chase Altshire, the Richmond Royal hitters In the third inning, Stephenson has looked good as Bacchus swings and misses. The ball dug out by Fisher, and he'll throw to first, and Bacchus is out on strikes.
Two punch-outs now for Wyatt Stephenson. Had Bacchus fooled on that.
Bring Dalton Thielen to the plate. Dalton, a fly ball to left field, and his first at-bat. Royals looking for someone to ignite him. They had some base runners on in the first inning. And Thielen will take high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. That's outside, and the count at 2-0 now to Thielen. Around the infield again, that's Peyton Winter at third. Brad Short, Jackson Peter, Matt Schmitz at second base, and Ashton Dingman at first base. Thielen will take high, and 3-0. Three balls, no strikes in left field. Will Van Beck, center field. Kevin Kiefler out in right field. Derek Wiener, Fisher behind the plate, and Blaine Fisher gloves the pitch from Stephenson for a strike and 3-1. This one's popped up over by the first base dugout. Blaine Fisher chasing it down, makes the catch for the out.
3-1 pitch. Thielen took a big hack at it, just popping it straight up right there, Randy.
I think what Dalton Thielen was hoping wouldn't happen did. He was up 3-0 in that count, Kirby, and ended up getting a pretty good pitch on 3-1 to hit. Just didn't get the whole barrel of the bat on it. So pop up to the catcher, and that'll bring Chase Elshire to the plate. Chase, 1-for-1 today. First pitch to Chase, a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Wyatt Stephenson deals, and Elshire fouls it to the backstop, and the count, 1-1. Stephenson has given up the two hits to Richmond through 2 2/3. Two nothing. If you're just joining us, it's El Rosa with the lead over Richmond. We're in the top of the third. Lots of region baseball today. As that pitch a called strike to Chase Elshire, and now 1-2. Watkins Spring Hill, that'll be our second game today. And that'll be right around 1:30 or so, 1:30 here on KASM. Elshire will take low and inside, and the count 2-2. And we have New Munich Lake Henry, that'll come up roughly around 4:30 this afternoon. Catch that game here on KASM. Elshire lays off the pitch outside, and the count full, 3-2 with two outs and nobody on for Richmond here in the third inning. They kick the pitch. Low ball 4, and Chase will walk. So probably your most injured player is on twice today.
Twice now, yeah. Easily the most injured.
I'm going to bring Cole Schmitz to the plate. Cole struck out swinging in his first at-bat. Had a couple good cuts against Stephenson. Of course, for Cole, all it takes is one. Definitely one of the more feared power hitters in this league. As Wyatt Stephenson works from the stretch, and the pitch high to Cole Schmitz, and 1-0.
Stephenson falling behind Thielen, falling behind Elshire, walking Elshire, and now 1-0 to Schmitz. Blaine's applying signs. You think he's stealing him?
Maybe he's got the don't go anywhere sign.
You stay right there.
Here's the pitch to Cole Schmitz, and over the top of that off speed. That's about the same pitch I think Cole struck out on back in his first at bat. Just over the top, fooled by that pitch, and the count 1-1.
Three hits on Friday for Schmitz. A couple big doubles for the Royals. He was our coveted cap winner.
Stephenson comes home, breaking ball a little bit high, and the count 2-2. 2 on the count. Blaine Fisher going through some signs. See that little head nod by Stephenson and his pitch. Schmitz over the top of that pitch again, and the count 2-2. 2-2.
That hook has got Cole tied up a little bit right now, Randy.
It really does. 2-2. Blaine Ottman going through a few signs here on 2-2. On deck, it's Sam Holthaus for Richmond. Ready again. Here's Stephenson's pitch. Schmitz a ground ball to deep short and gets past Jackson Peter into left field. Jackson tried to go to the backhand on that Kirby, and it just kind of scooted right underneath his glove as he had stretched his body out. Royals get their third hit of the morning.
Still not running for Elshire at second.
Bring Sam Holthaus to the plate. And this ball, realistically, is going to have to be in the gap.
I think it's got to go over the fence for him to get home.
Or home, yeah.
I don't think he's going to be able to score from second anywhere.
Sam Holthaus swings and misses strike one. Big cut by Holthaus. And a good look at that fastball. Tell you what, Stephenson's keeping the ball down in the strike zone. Doing a good job of that. Location for him has been spot on so far. Pitch a little bit low, and the count 1-1. 1-1, 2 runs, 6 hits for El Rosa, no errors. No runs, 3 hits and an error for Richmond. Top of the third. That's inside, and it gets away from the catcher, Blaine Fisher, but not far enough for anyone to advance.
Good time to hit right here if you're Holthaus. 2-1, Randy.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't want to load him up. Probably going to come with one right here.
Derek Wiener playing a fairly shallow right field, although it's only 3-10 to the corner there. So Holthaus will take outside and the count 3-1.
3-ball count again.
Yeah, even a better pitch to hit on 3-1.
Bingo.
3-1 the count. The kick, the pitch. On the inside corner, good spot by Stephenson. The count full now, 3-2. So, the runners will be off.
Get a little bit of a head start.
On 3-2. Wyatt Stephenson, kick delivers, and that bounces up to the plate, ball 4.
Somebody will bat with the bases loaded again.
We'll load him up, and A.J. Hadley out to have a word with his right-hander on the mound. The Royals having Chase Elshire reach with 2 outs on a walk. Cole Schmitz came up. He singled to left field. Now Sam Holthaus walks. So the base is loaded for the Royals. 2 outs. El Rosa leading 2-0.
Some action early. Kind of got lulled to sleep the last few games yesterday, Randy. It's just bam, bam, quick innings, 3-pitch innings.
Yeah.
We didn't really see many pressure situations on the whole day. Had plenty of them here for breakfast this morning.
Kyle Buddy, his first at-bat today. Fly ball to center field. Trying to get the Richmond Royals back into this ball game. There's a strike right down the middle to Buddy and 0-1.
It's a big pitch. Keep the pressure on Buddy now.
The ball, it's 1 strike. That pitch bouncing up to the plate. And the count at 1-1. Now, realistically, Kirby, I don't think Alshire scores if a ball gets by Fisher. I know.
It's tough.
You just don't take that chance.
It's going to be tough.
1-1. Wyatt Stephenson kicks, delivers, and Buddy a ground ball to third. Winter gloves the two-hopper across the diamond. 5-3 on the putout, and that'll end the Royal third inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, 3 left on base. We played 2.5 here in Meyer Grove. El Rosa 2, Richmond nothing. More baseball in a minute on KASN.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run at Albany.
We're coming up on 9 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading is at 73 degrees. Sun's starting to fade below the clouds a little bit, or above the clouds. So, yeah, but still a great day for more baseball. Out to Meyer Grove, more action. Randy and Kirby.
Thank you, Cy. We have cloudy skies in Meyer Grove right now. The parade, the Greenwall Barley Days parade, that's going on. And a cool thing where the Meyer Grove band played the national anthem, and then they were unit number 37 in the Greenwall parade, so they had to scoot on over to Greenwald and get in line.
They did a fantastic job during the anthem, too. They were
really
playing doing a little riffing while they were warming up here during infield-outfield, Randy. It was kind of cool to listen to. 1883, their inaugural year. They've been active ever since then. I mean, that's
awesome.
That's crazy.
Derek Wiener will lead it up for the El Rosa Saints. The first pitch from Adam Neibauer, a ball, and Wiener drives this to center field. Dalton Thielen, lots of pasture out there, makes the catch for the out.
Good wood by Wiener. Just kind of hung up in the air a little bit. Off the bat, I thought it maybe had a shot at a gap there, Randy, but just hanging up in the air, enough time for Thielen to scoot under it for out number one.
You know, you mentioned the history, and I would like to know the history of a lot of these amateur baseball parks, Kirby. Maybe not in the city of Richmond, but...
I'd say the gal behind you is the one to talk to here.
But, you know, the Meyer Farm is just adjacent here. I would wonder if back in the day, in the 20s and 30s, if this was maybe a pasture or something like that. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. It was a field. It was fields. Yeah. 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 But there was a lot of baseball played in pastures.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Farmers would just let the residents come to the pasture. They'd get together. It's just kind of how amateur baseball was so cool back in that day.
Somebody was telling a story, as Schmitz is behind 0-2 here to Neibauer, that now, you know, you get to the park, first thing you do is stretch and play catch.
Yeah.
Back then, the first thing you did was clean up cow pies for a while.
That's probably the case. Yeah, absolutely. 0-2 the count to Matt Schmitz, and he'll foul it to the backstop, and the count in 0-2. I'll just say in the 70s, our neighborhood kids, we got together. Every Sunday, we'd go play baseball in one of the neighbor's pastures, and we did the exact same thing. That was in the 70s. So,
was there a winter over there?
No.
No?
Well, you know, we drove by their houses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. As Schmitz grounds this one slowly to Buddy at second. Up with it is Kyle and over to first, 4-3 in the putout.
Good pitch right there by Neibauer, and he could use a quick one, that's for sure, Randy.
Absolutely.
I'm adding designated hitter, Gavin Campson.
Yeah, those first two innings, Adam Neibauer's pitch count definitely was up there in those first two innings. So he's got two quick outs here in the third for Richmond, and at the plate, designated hitter Gavin Campson. Curveball from Neibauer, strike called, 0-1. Boy, Kirby, we are in direct line of that grilled smoke. Going to smell like smoked fish tonight. As this is fouled back and out of play, and the count 0-2.
That's off the batting cage slash the lunch shack right now, that foul ball was. I see an umbrella over there. Is that kid just horsing around with it? He doesn't need that, does he?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No balls, two strikes. With your keen eyes, look through those trees and see if you
see any sprinkles.
Here's Campson, grounds it to the right side. Buddy makes a nice play in the hole, and Kyle comes up with it, throws to first, 4-3 on the putout, and that will end the Saint third inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. 3 in our books. El Rosa 2, Richmond nothing. More Region 15 seed baseball action in a minute on KASM.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Stop in at QBC Store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op, 320-987-3297.
For a concrete supplier your neighbors rely on, choose Albany Ready Mix. They are an efficient concrete company right here in Albany. They handle concrete delivery and will select the right mix for your home improvement project, offering affordable rates, durable products, and an extensive selection. Don't trust just anybody to provide your concrete. Rely on a company with the skills and know-how. That's Albany Ready Mix. For your next job, phone 320-845-2550. That's 845-2550. Or hop online at albanyreadymix.com.